Hey Luxembourg, let's talk about something that really matters, your money and your future. Welcome to Money Talks, the podcast that brings you honest chats with familiar faces from Luxembourg. You'll hear stories about big decisions in life and in personal finances. No jargon, no fluff, just conversations that make sense and get you thinking about your own goals and how to reach them. This podcast is brought to you by Alfie.
Hello, welcome back to Money Talks, the podcast where we unfold the stories of everyday investors. Today, I'm having next to me Romain Boyer, a finance and strategy professional at ArcelorMittal, a self-taught investor and a young father too. Welcome, Romain.
Thank you, Mihaela. Good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
Beyond office hours, Romain is becoming an important voice in financial education. Last year, he organized the first financial education summit in Luxembourg, and I hope this personal story will inspire you. Romain, although you have higher studies in economic and finance, you only started investing a few years ago. Curiosity, I suppose, got you started?
Well, initially, you know, I have almost all my savings in cash. Like 70% in cash saving account and 30% in company saving account. So, but I knew I had to do something more for my finance. So COVID came and I took two decisions to first start managing my finance and to educate myself on investing. And this ultimately it results in my first investment in the stock market.
So was it time that you were missing to get started?
You know, with COVID, we are locked down in our place. And I would say I had no more excuse not to take care of my finance. So that's why it was a perfect time for me to start, acting on my finance.
I hear a lot around me. Many people think I'm not smart enough for this. Did you feel intimidated as well? Did you feel it was too much or too difficult?
Well, to be honest, even with my finance background at the beginning, it's intimidating to start investing in the stock market. So that's why I think you need first to educate yourself, take your time, start, you know, with a small amount. And after the time, it gets better.
Can you rewind a little bit and tell us what were your first steps?
So my first step, I would say, it was to first to know what I want to invest, because I focus now more on the stock market, but between real estate, stock market, or other financial products, you need to know what is your strategy, where you want to invest. And I would say that I was hesitating between real estate and stock market. And then I realized that I was more comfortable with the stock market because you can start with lower amount. You can start very with small amount now, even with starting with 10 or 100 euro, you can start. So that's why I just wanted to try, you know, to see if it was fitting me. And then I realized that I really like it because I was learning a lot about the company, about the stock market. And then I just never stopped.
What made you not look at real estate?
Well, honestly, back at the time, well, still now in Luxembourg, but you see that the prices are very high. So I was not comfortable, you know, to put all my savings, all my debt with the bank in one single asset. I didn't want to invest in an apartment at the time.
Do you own your apartment now or not yet?
Yes, but quite recently, let's say, since last year, actually.
Okay, so it was a natural step after a few years of investing.
Yes, yes.
How do you decide what to invest in? Okay, we understand it's a stock exchange, but then there's a decision process and some criteria to filter. What's your strategy or how do you decide what to buy, what not to buy?
For me, I start with value investing because I was reading books, you know, from Benjamin Graham, Warren Buffett or Peter Lynch, and they are all value investors. So I took inspiration from these people. So then you need first to invest in something you know, something you're interested. For example, I don't invest in a pharmaceutical company because I'm not interested. I don't want to spend time analyzing these companies. So that's why I'm more interested, for example, in energy company. I used to work in an energy company in France. Something very interesting for me. So then you try to find, you know, a sector that you like, then you analyze the company. But for this, you need also, you know, to read the financial statement to understand what is behind behind the numbers. So, but it takes time, you know. So that's why at the beginning, it took me a lot of time to try to see in what kind of company I want to invest and put my my money on.
Can you briefly explain what value investing is?
When you buy a stock, you pay a price for it. But this stock has also a value. And this is what you want to see. You want the price that you will pay for this asset is lower than the value of the stock. So that's why it's important really to see what are the different value of the company, to analyze the financials and to understand that the stock price can differ from the stock value.
With all the knowledge you gained in time, I suppose at some point you had to see some market dip. And how did you respond if you had to lose money at some point? I suppose it happened. Can you tell us a bit?
Yes. I have to say that when I started investing, the market was booming. It was really just increasing week after week. And I think it was not the best time to invest because we are just a very good investor in this time. But then when the market crash is coming, you see really who is a good investor or not. So, but I think it's important first when you start investing, you will do mistake. Ultimately, I did mistake and I'm glad I did mistake because it's how I learned. And I'm glad I did this mistake, you know, quite early. So after I cannot repeat them, but it's a natural process. It's part of the investing journey.
Can you be more specific? What kind of error did you do? What kind of mistake?
So a frequent error you do when you start invest in the stock market, it's you want to buy the dip. So meaning when a stock crash, you're thinking, oh, this stock, it reduced the value, the stock price by 30%. It will recover this value. But sometimes it doesn't. So that's why you need to be careful on this. And I have some specific example of see one of company I wanted to, I bought this company because it reduced by maybe 20-25%. And then I realized, no, maybe this was not a wise decision. So I decided that, okay, I made a mistake. I sold with a loss, of course. And hopefully I did this because, you know, this company is close to zero now. So
it was the right thing to do.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you have to constantly read about the company you are investing in so you know their direction of travel and where they're heading. What's one myth about investing that you completely disagree with right now?
For me, you don't need to have, you know, a lot of money to invest. You can start with small amount. Of course, you need first to generate some savings, but you can start with 100 per month. It's already enough. And the key here is to keep consistent and to invest every month. And then after, it will grow over the time.
You told me a new baby has joined the family. Has fatherhood changed your approach to investing? I mean, are you focusing more on long-term goals now than before?
Well, I would say that I have continued to invest every month. So fatherhood hasn't really changed my overall strategy. Just I open investment account for my son to contribute every month and to build a fund that we could use to finance his education in the future.
Ever since he was born?
No, not really. Maybe 1 year after.
Now that you're juggling between these two roles, how do you find the time to manage personal finances given your professional busy role and family responsibilities?
For me, automation is the key. So I set up automatic transfer from my bank account to my investment account. And I have the automatic saving plan where I can invest every month the same amount in the stock market. So, you know, everything runs on autopilot and I don't have to spend too much time managing it day to day.
Do you use the services of an advisor or you keep doing it by yourself?
Well, initially when I started to invest in the stock market, I was doing what we call, you know, stock picking. So you want to buy, choose the stocks that you want to invest, but more after the time and because of my work and my family, I had less time. So I decided to switch more to a passive approach. So meaning I invest mainly now in ETF, so exchange traded fund. So it's a fund that tracks different index. For example, the S&P 500, who is the index for the 500, the largest company in the US. So I do something like called dollar cost averaging, which is a popular strategy among investors. The ETF is already diversified, so there is less risk than to have, you know, to choose your own stock.
You said a keyword there, risk. What's for you the simplest way to understand risk when you're new to investing?
Every asset has two things, the price you pay and the value it's worth. So risk can come from overpaying. So that's why it's important to understand the value of what you're buying. For example, if you will buy your apartment, you want to see where is located this apartment or this house and how the value can evolve over the time. Also, I would say that it's very important to understand what you're buying. I would, you know, quote Peter Lynch, who always is saying, invest in what you know and understand.
You also organized in Luxembourg the first financial education summit. What gap were you trying to fill with that event?
Well, when I arrived in Luxembourg, I knew that it was a major financial place, you know. But at some point, I did not recognize myself too much in this because there was not a lot of things done for the retail investor like me or someone who just want to start investing. So that's why I wanted to address this. And I could see in the same time that you had more and more content in the social media and YouTube. So that's why I wanted to organize this financial education summit. And when I see that Grégory Guillemin actually suggests this idea in his newsletter, I just propose him to help him organizing it. And I'm really glad I could organize this with him.
Was there anything in particular that surprised you about the audience or the questions that were raised?
What surprised me a lot at the beginning is to see, you know, how quick all the tickets were reserved. We didn't have to promote too much this event, and you could see that it's really a subject who interests a lot of people. I think what I realized during these different years, you know, it's you want also, you need to meet people, not only to spend time watching a video on internet or going to the social media. You need also to meet people with different level of experience and to see, okay, what is your strategy? In which platform are you using? And by exchanging with all these different people to gain confidence in my investing, to see that, okay, I'm doing the right things, or, you know, you can learn from the others.
What content did you put out there? And Grégory is an influencer.
I present to the people, you know, my introduction to the investing, how I started 5 years ago, and what was my first steps, and also my first mistakes. And then after Grégory Guillemin, he presented, you know, what is the stock market, what is a stock, what are the different index, what are the key principles to invest in the stock market.
Maybe you could help us make a comparison, financial education in France, where you're coming from, and financial education in Luxembourg. Do you see a difference?
From what I see, it's, you know, we spent a lot of years in school, in the studies, but we don't have much done on the financial education. Even me, I did a business school with a financial specialization, but I didn't have any lessons to teach me how to manage my finance. And this is something you really need in your life.
What's for you the right age to start?
First, you need to be aware about the value of money quite early. So there is no age. Huh? Even my kids, he's 4 years old. I already try to teach him, you know, the importance of money. Then after, of course, to start investing, I will say that you need to be 18 years old. So,
Romain, thank you very much for sharing your story and for showing us how confidence is built. For everyone listening, your first move doesn't have to be perfect, just intentional. Thanks for listening. And until next time, keep learning and keep asking questions.